You're listening to SBS News.
The 4th of August 2020, an explosion at the port of Beirut. The world's largest non-nuclear explosion was caused by the detonation of more than 2,500 tons of unsafely stored ammonium nitrate. After the initial shock and horror, young people in the Lebanese capital city sprang into action. Hussein Kazoun is the co-founder of Nation Station, a youth-led initiative handing out food and medicine for locals in their community, a kilometre away from the port.
This is where volunteers come and register their name and tell us what they do, what skills they can help us with. So you have people all day here receiving food, hot meals.
Based at an abandoned petrol station, Nation Station quickly grew into a coordinated disaster relief effort.
I still did not get time for myself to process what happened very accurately.
Hussein Kazoun says the city has responded in a completely new way to this disaster.
There's clear differences that even the old people would tell you that even when the civil war happened, there wasn't such help.
Munir Al-Kube and his wife, who live less than a kilometre from the scene of the explosion, were injured. Munir rushed her to a nearby hospital, but it was severely damaged from the blast. Although her injuries were not serious, Munir's wife died days later from an ongoing illness.
She was going to bleed to death. God helped us transfer her to the hospital. The Gitawi hospital was hit. It was very badly hit. They were being treated on the road. It was very scary. This was how she lived her last 3 days. On a Saturday at 2 p.m., just a candle had blown out. She died on the chair. I looked after her with all my strength.
Some young volunteers say it is their duty and responsibility to visit and help locals like Munir. Others took the streets to protest. The Lebanese government called a state of emergency, but many people in the country had already lost faith in them. For some, the blast was a breaking point following years of economic mismanagement. They were hungry, hopeless, and now homeless. Then Prime Minister Hassan Diab admitted that corruption existed in every part of the state. He resigned along with his entire government. Ghassan Abi Shakra and his wife Hayat still live in their home despite entire walls missing. They say it is their home and they do not want to leave. Nation Station volunteers are helping them recover. Ghassan is a pigeon wrangler. He feeds pigeons on the rooftop and says he will not leave them behind.
Die. Die. Die.
I'm responsible for them. It's still have life. I must take care.
Ghassan has two children. One is in Australia and the other, Shady, was missing after the blast. Shady is deaf. Hayat says he was visiting a friend at the time of the explosion.
His father and I said he must be stuck somewhere. I spent the whole night sitting here waiting until the following morning. I went to the hospitals looking for him. A person said they had heard Shady's voice for the last time at 1 a.m. Where, I asked, they told us and his father went. They started to move rubble, piece by piece, because there was no equipment, no government, no light. Electricity was cut off. Eventually, they had to stop. Shady would have survived, but there is no government. That's it. Damn this government. Damn it. He's gone. In the rubble. Under the dirt. Praise be to God for everything.
While the Lebanese army was deployed to conduct rescue operations, volunteers found Shady's body and others crushed underneath nearby rubble after a building collapsed. 3 months later, homes are gradually being repaired with the help of volunteers. Nation Station prepares more than 300 meals a day and has opened a pharmacy. Australian William Spears, a 29-year-old accounting student from Sydney, volunteers with the program. A phone call from his cousin prompted him to go and help. Due to travel restrictions, William applied for an exemption on humanitarian grounds, which was granted by the Australian government.
I got a phone call from her that morning and she was like... She made me cry, so that's why I came. Yeah, man. So she made me, yeah, She's the most joyous person, and to hear her cry, I had to go. My family's here. The love in this country is amazing. So I just felt like I needed to, one way, hook or crook, I had to get over here. So
William has been helping rebuild Ghassan and Hayat's home and the rooftop feeding area for the pigeons. While the country heals, anger and grief remain. The caretaker government launched an investigation with the help of French experts as well as the United States FBI. As a result, former Prime Minister Hassan Diab and three former ministers were charged with negligence. With over 200 people killed, they are accused of failing to act on warnings about the ammonium nitrate stockpile. More than 6,000 people were injured and hundreds of thousands were displaced or made homeless. To watch Dateline's digital documentary, Beirut, After the Blast, head to the Dateline website or SBS On Demand. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.